Thank you very much, Rabbi Bless, and thank you for all of your efforts, those of Rabbi Miller and all of the Mashkichim who have worked so mightily to prepare the yeshiva, prepare the Beis Medrash for the new Zman, and help create that tremendous feeling of energy, excitement, and enthusiasm that we all felt on Shabbos. So the program this morning is devoted to what is essentially the ikkar of what our yeshiva is all about, which is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The special challenge of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah in this setting is that you have to balance somehow all of your other obligations, your college coursework, with a focus on the centrality of Talmud Torah being the cornerstone of your purpose here at the yeshiva. And the shiurim that you're going to hear in a few minutes will all explore different dimensions of this particular inyan. I wanted to just give a little bit of an overview in the next 10 minutes or so regarding perhaps what should be our perspective regarding this integral mitzvah. We read yesterday in Parsha Shoftim, interestingly enough, there was an allusion to the contours of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah as well as to the power of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. When going out to a milchama, we're told, "V'nigasha kohen v'diber al ha'am." The kohen comes along and he speaks to the people, "V'amar aleihem," and he says, "What?" He says, "Shema Yisrael, atem krevim ayom al milchama." Listen, Shema Yisrael, you are approaching a milchama today. And the Gemara in Sota and Daf Membeis, quoted by Rashi, points out there's tremendous significance to the formulation of Shema Yisrael, because it's a reference to the notion that afilu ein bachem zuchus, even if you do not have any merits, ela kriya shema bilvad, except for the recitation of kriya shema shacharis ve'arvis, that you recite kriya shema twice a day, kedai atem shiyoshia eschem, that is enough in order to make you worthy of receiving a deliverance, of receiving a Yeshua from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is quoted in the Gemara in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Amar lehen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Bnei Yisrael, "Afilu lo kiyamtem el kriya shma shachris ve'avis iyatem nimsarim biyadam," even if you have only fulfilled this mitzvah. If you look in the Torah Tamima connects this to the other statement of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai in Menachos Daf Tzadi Tes on the base. At least our Gemara says Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. The Shachan Yoredeya for some reason has Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzadok. But either way, it's connected to the statement that's found in the Gemara over there, in our addition to the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that one can fulfill the mitzvah of lo yamush sefer Torah zeh mipicha ve'agisa bo yomam v'layla, the mitzvah of a Talmud Torah through a recitation of Kriya Shema in the morning and Kriya Shema in the evening. In fact, the Ramah in Yoredeya Paskin, certainly Bishas Hadchak, if one has other obligations, commitments, distractions, and so forth, although one should learn Torah every single moment at their disposal, if they have fulfilled this bare minimum, and this is their focus in life, that they understand that every single day you need to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, a person goes to the battlefield, and all they have is that even they fulfilled the bare minimum, but they understood that this is the essence of their life, and they have to fulfill at least the bare minimum. So this is enough in order to enable us to be rescued from our enemies, in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to provide for a Yeshua. And it's very interesting trying to figure out what does that mean that you have only fulfilled the bare minimum. So the Ramah, I think, captures it beautifully by saying this is only Bishas Hadchak. The Ran famously in the Gemara Nedarim and Daf Ches Amud Aleph points out that you can't say that all that is expected of us is the bare minimum. We know the Gemara in Kiddushin teaches us, "V'shinantem lebanecha shiudivrei Torah mechudodim b'ficha," the words of all Kol HaTorah Kula, are supposed to be fluent in your lips. That if anybody asks you a question in any tchum of Torah, you're supposed to have the answer immediately upon your lips. You're not going to be able to acquire this mastery simply by learning a little bit of Torah in the morning and a little bit at night, but that's the beginning. And then you proceed from there to accomplish as much as possible. It's a famous statement. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph in connection with Talmud Torah, which is Echad Amabe VeEchad Amamid VeBavashi Kaven Libo the Shemayim. Whether you're learning a lot or whether you're able to only learn a little bit, the main thing is that you should have the Kavan and the Libo the Shemayim that you are trying to fulfill HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will as much as possible. And there's an interesting machlokus there between Rashi and the Maharsha. The Gemara, the context of the Gemara is the Magala. The Magala Bepume, the Rabbanan de Yavne, that there was a statement that the rabbis of Yavne, remember, was a center of Torah learning, Tamei Yavne Mechachamel. So the rabbis of Yavne, who took pride in their diligence in spending all day learning Torah, said, look, we go, our malacha is Behir. Our malacha, we go to the city, right? We go to Yavne, Washington Heights. We go to the yeshiva in the city, and we're sitting and shtagging all day. And then there are other people who are going out to their malacha besados. They're going out into the fields, and they're not able to learn Torah. And if you say that maybe there isn't a reason why we should take a special pride, that I am not envious of what they're doing. So it's a cryptic statement. That's where the Gemara says, Echad Amabe VeEchad Amamid. So Rashi says, what does this mean? Rashi says that you shouldn't think that if a person doesn't have tremendous kishronos, they don't have tremendous abilities and tremendous kochos and toros, and they might think, let me be the one to go to the field. I'm not going to be able to learn that much. I have other things to do, and it makes sense for me to be the one who spends most of my time doing other things, and I'll fulfill the bare minimum. So Rashi says, no, the people in the Sados shouldn't have that attitude. And that's the meaning of this statement, Echad Amabe VeEchad Amamid. Even if by sitting in the base medrash all day, the people who are otherwise going to be in the fields instead of the base medrash, now they'll be in the base medrash, they're not going to accomplish as much. They're not people who necessarily have the same kochos, the same kishronos, the same abilities as the rabbis who are sitting in Yavne. They might think it's a futile exercise. So that's what the Gemara is saying, that even if somebody doesn't feel they're going to accomplish that much, it's still better for them to spend the maximum amount of time in the base medrash, because Vavachi Kavin Libo L'Shamayim, if you simply have the effort, if you simply try, you recognize the importance of the enterprise, so then you will get the same schar as the person who's able to accomplish more. And the Maharsha, interestingly, kind of steps back a little bit and says, you know, there are certain people who really, they're not able to sit, they don't have the schus to be able to sit and learn all day because of the fact that they're not able to accomplish as much simply in learning. So some people have to have more of a balance in which their learning is supplemented more by a pursuit of otherworldly matters. However, despite the fact that they're not able to sit and shtai quite as long, nonetheless, if they do what is their particular destiny, what is their particular purpose in life, to learn Torah as much as they are able to accomplish in the base medrash, so they get the same amount of schar. I don't think that there is fundamentally a disagreement between Rashi and the Maharsha. I think that what is being articulated is simply the following principle. Every single person, regardless of what your ultimate focus is going to be, whether you're going to go for smicha, whether you're going to be a Rosh Hashiva, whether you're going to be a doctor or a lawyer, everybody's fundamental focus has to be that their main task in life is mastering Torah and understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, to the best degree possible in order to live their lives with a focus upon Torah. For some people, this is going to result in you're really spending your entire lifetime in the base medrash if you're zocheh l'kach. But even if you come to the conclusion that the way that your energies will be best manifested in terms of your accomplishment of Torah is that you also end up contributing in other ways. You're meant to be a doctor, you're meant to be a lawyer, you're meant to be an accountant, an actuary, a businessman, and so forth, and donate lots of money to the yeshiva. Okay, fine. That's all fine and good. However, even if that is what is meant for you, your essential home, your essential place is the Beis Medrash. For whatever measure of time every single day and night that's going to be, it has to be some measure of time. That is your main home. And if you want to make it more and more of your home, even if it's difficult for you, then you'll get a bracha that this will be as comfortable a place as for the person who already has enough mastery of Torah that it comes easier for him. If you have that passion and that you have that desire. But every single person has to start off with the premise and the focus that this is their main place of residence. When you're here at yeshiva, you'll be involved in college classes, you'll be involved in other activities and so forth. Your main makom always has to be the Beis Medrash. The Rosh has a wonderful comment about why is it that when you make the Birchas HaTorah in the morning, even when you go to work afterwards and so forth, and you have a long interruption in the middle of the day, the Rosh says you don't have to repeat the Birchas HaTorah afterwards. Why is that? So the Rosh explains like this, that if a person's major focus is that their life surrounds whatever amount of Torah they're able to learn, even when they go to their other pursuits, their work, their classes, and so forth, to take care of the other stuff in life, their entire thought process during that period of time is that they are thinking the entire time, I can't wait to get back to the Beis Medrash. That their das is constantly on what it is that they are learning that day, and their das is constantly on getting back to the Beis Medrash for whatever amount of time they are mesugal to be in the Beis Medrash. So therefore, lochashiv hefsek l'inyan abracha, that's not considered to be an interruption. That's why the Birchas HaTorah that we make in the morning lasts for the entire day, because even when you're involved in the other pursuits, even the Am Shebesados, those who have to go out into the field, it's Echad Amabe ve'Echad Hamabit, meaning that as long as you understand that the ultimate goal is to end up back in the Beis Medrash. I'll just conclude with a beautiful thought that was shared by Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, at least as far as I understood him. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein spoke at the Reach dinner, at the Yeshiva dinner this past year, and I'll admit that I didn't necessarily follow every single word, but I think I understood the gist of what Rav Aaron was trying to convey really very beautifully, very elegantly and eloquently as only Rav Aaron Lichtenstein could. The basic theme of his presentation was, essentially a Latin expression, carpe diem. You should seize the day. And what he was saying is that this doesn't only manifest itself in gashmius and in a material sense, but it manifests itself in a spiritual sense. You have to seize the opportunity. And he said, you know what Torah learning is all about? Torah learning is all about seizing the opportunity. And he said, it's a Torah mandate to seize an opportunity to have a beautiful life. That the Torah actually imposes an obligation upon us in life to seize opportunities. That the Torah says, "V'acharta b'chayim," you're not allowed to not take advantage of the beautiful life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is enabling you to have. And that is a life of learning Torah and a life of living Torah. And this is reflected in the dichotomy within the Birchas HaTorah. What is the dichotomous nature of the Birchas HaTorah? So that's, it starts out, the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud Aleph from an Aleph, gives us the starting of the Bracha. Asher Kiddushanu V'mitzvosav V'tzivanu La'asok V'divrei Torah. We were commanded to delve into words of Torah. And then, immediately afterwards, we have a continuation. What is the continuation that we recite every single morning? That the words of Torah shall become pleasant, that we shall find pleasantness and happiness and enjoyment in the words of Torah in our mouths and the mouths of all of our brethren in Bnei Yisrael. He said, what's this juxtaposition between Vitzivanu on the one hand and Harivna on the other hand? So the answer is that you can have a life of unbelievable, unbridled joy if it is centered around Torah study, if it is centered around Torah living. And because the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want any of us to lose out on this opportunity, so the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm commanding you for your own good. So you will have a different kind of life than the lives of those who are devoid of Torah. Somebody who's going to college, somebody who's going to work, but it's not premised upon a life in the Beis Medrash, upon whatever amount of Torah the person can learn in the Beis Medrash. It's not premised upon a focus on Torah learning, a focus upon the Beis Medrash. So that's a life which is devoid of meaning. If your life is going to be premised upon this focus, it's going to be premised upon a life lived in the Beis Medrash, that will be Harev Na. Then it will be always pleasant. The Birchas HaTorah will carry you through the entire day. The entire day will be infused with Torah, will be infused with meaning. So I give you all the bracha that we should all together be able to fulfill. Kihem Chayenu, Biorech Yamenu, Vohem Negeh, Yomam B'Loyim.
Before people get up, just to run through very briefly the schedule for